This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to the newest episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM's Municipal Innovation Specialist, and I am here in Union City with officials from the city and also the school system to talk about a criminal justice program that they have at the high school. So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves and who we have here.
Hi, I'm Lisa Smith. I'm the superintendent at Randolph Eastern School Corporation.
Chief Kobe Wells, Union City, Indiana. Police Department, also Public Safety Director.
I'm Bill Bradbury. I'm the Assistant Chief of Police for the Union City Police Department, and I also am the teacher for the Criminal Justice One program.
Great. So tell me a little bit about the program. It's really unique in Indiana. So how did you guys get it started?
We saw a need for technical education, career and technical education in our school. And we're a small school and we're rurally located, so it was very difficult to go to another school to do this. So we created our own program. And Bill Bradbury, who's teaching the program, he is our school resource officer. And he was developing, along with the city police department, an excellent collaboration with the school and relationships with our kids. And he was the perfect fit to teach this program because he's developed so many good relationships with our kids. So he actually, as our school resource officer, is there during the day, but he also teaches our kids two periods a day. And it's a criminal justice class, and the kids learn about law, they learn about, they get hands-on activity, and I think one of the main things is they become better citizens because they see the other side of law enforcement, and it helps our school community that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the program itself, we try to focus on law enforcement, the court system, and even corrections, and we hit different areas there. And comment on what Mrs. Smith had said about making them better citizens. Not everybody that takes this class wants to be in law enforcement or corrections or anywhere in the criminal justice field. They just may have an interest in it. And we really focus the first few weeks on constitutional law, and so it gives them an idea of their individual rights, and I think that absolutely helps them become better citizens for everybody. So it's been a lot of fun. We offer a lot of hands-on activities that go along with the law and the courts and the correction side.
That's great. And then, I mean, what do you think the main benefits are of the city having this program? I mean, is it interacting with youth, you know, getting them, you know, more, you know, comfortable with law enforcement or knowing kind of what you guys do every day?
One of the unique things that I like about the program is that the police department took an approach approximately 2 years ago in combating the opioid crisis that we have going on, also creating a better relationship with our citizens and stuff. By having Officer Bradbury in the school, that's more than doubled that effort. But we have a three-prong approach, which is treatment, enforcement, and education. And this fits perfectly in the education part as far as getting to talk with these individuals early on in their lives prior to graduating high school. And it's been a really great collaboration between Ms. Smith and Mr. Bradbury here. They've really done the bulk of the work as far as making the program a success as it is today. So it's worked out great for our relationship.
Great. And, you know, for other cities and towns, you know, wanting to do this sort of program, I mean, what advice would you give them? Do you think this is replicable, you know, elsewhere in Indiana?
I definitely think it is. I think there has to be a strong communication between the city police department and the school corporation. You have to have the right mix of people working together, and you have to have someone who's willing to dedicate their time. Bill went, and he's actually is a teacher now. He has a teaching license as a workplace specialist. So he had to go above and beyond what he would do in the line of his duty as a police officer. And you need someone who's committed to the community to do that, as well as the support from the police department to allow him to do that. So that's, I think, very necessary.
Yeah, I agree. Mrs. Smith came in and spoke to me about the program, and I was definitely interested. And we talked about what it would entail, receiving that license. And I knew, even though I'm out at school as a school resource officer, I'd have to get the support of the city and the chief to get involved, you know, for me to teach a class out there. So it's been great to see us all working together to make this happen. And it's a process. I obtained my Workplace Specialist 1 license, and then I had to go through all the training involved with that to obtain the Workplace Specialist 2 license, which I have now, so that I can continue teaching this program. And as Mrs. Smith said, the goal, for me at least, and I know it is for the school too, is to offer dual credits. I think that'll just be wonderful. I can't wait till we can make that happen. So right now we're making it to where kids can, you know, kind of see behind the curtain a little bit when it comes to law enforcement and courts and corrections. They get a better understanding of that. But we really do try to teach it at as if it's a college level class. So the difference between going to a college and taking this course and what we do here at the school is all the hands-on activity that they get to take part in. We've done stuff as far as traffic stops, field sobriety testing. We're getting ready to do a lot of evidence collection and fingerprint development. It's a lot of hands-on activities that really get them to see what we do as law enforcement officers, or like we're getting ready to take a field trip to the court and watch a trial there. Then we're going to go over to the jail and take a tour. So it's, they get to see a lot of different things that they wouldn't do if they just took a criminal justice class in college. So it's a little bit more hands-on. So
that's awesome. I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from this course? I mean, do students see the value in it, or what are your thoughts about what they're thinking?
Oh yeah, I hear a lot of good positive communication from students and from their parents. I know that there's a lot of students that want to try and get in the class. There's some that were freshmen and sophomores that want to get in, but right now the class is, it's for juniors and seniors, so they just talk about how they can't wait till they're old enough. And you know, so there's kids that, due to scheduling conflicts, they might not have been able to get in this semester. They're just dying to get into it next year. So we're getting a lot of positive feedback. We're looking to try and branch out throughout the county and get some students from other schools to come over and be a part of this program as well. Some of the career schools, where you go off campus to take the CTE classes. Some of those, you're there for 4 hours, or it takes about a four-hour block of your day, which really, you know, some kids just can't do that because they need other classes. So this is good that it's a two-hour part of their day, and it's offered close to some of our other schools. We're hoping that we can get some students from there as well.
That's great. And, you know, as a school official, why is hands-on learning and having those opportunities, you know, so important?
It's really important that our students are engaged and they're able to see the application of what they're learning. Research shows that hands-on learning is very valuable for our students. It can be pretty boring. I hate to say it, but it could be pretty boring if they're learning about something without being able to go back and apply it. With some of the activities they're doing, I wish I had a class like that when I was in school, because I definitely would have been in it. It's fascinating, and it's really, really amazing to see our kids so involved in it and enjoying it so much. So, and he's right. Everybody's talking about it. It is something that any other school can do it, as long as they have the right people in the right place. And we certainly do here at Union City.
Great. And I guess, you know, my final question, what in other ways are you guys hoping that, you know, the police department interacts with the schools? Do you have any other programs coming down the pipeline, or, you know, plans to grow criminal justice, you know, curriculum, or...
And speaking with Officer Bradbury, we definitely have some programs that we'd like to offer for some of the smaller children in the lower grades, and he's definitely done some research on that. And what we're trying to do is, just as this program has done, think outside the box, and I think that's what smaller communities have to do, and get away from what I call the good old boy syndrome, where we do the same things over and over again and assume that it's okay. We've definitely done that with these programs, and I think Officer Bradbury was going to have some material to present that's going to be able to work anywhere from, I think it's fourth, all the way through high school. And that's our whole goal there. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you all being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.